Hello, I'm back. It's 10:30. I've just stopped at Woolly Edge Services there for something to eat and let the dog out. Quite slow progress through some roadworks that must be about 20-25 mile long through Derbyshire. In fact, they did not start at the end of Leicestershire. I don't know. But, oh my life, they were 50 miles an hour for a long time. Probably 40 minutes. So, so I stopped at one services for Jimmy Riddle, got back onto the motorway, needed a toilet again. So there's roadworks on our left now. Nobody seems to be doing anything. But the what would be the hard shoulder is kind of fenced off for the workforce. And the site speed limit for those workmen is posted at 11 miles an hour. How do you work that one out? I don't know. So feeling not too bad, a little tired, admittedly, but other than that, quite all right, really. Molly had a good sleep. I think she probably could have slept on, to be honest, but she got up and went to use the toilet at, quite literally went in and washed her hands and everything, but, you know, went to the toilet at Woolly Edge Services. Okay, diesel status. So I've used an eighth of a tank, more than half a tank. So I've used half a tank of fuel plus an eighth of a tank. And I saw the needle went down quite rapidly. But, you know, to be honest, I was in the zone. So we were travelling faster than we were this morning going up like the M40 and A43, because the A43 is just roundabout after roundabout after roundabout. Daylight Gambler knows what I'm talking about. It's a roundabout every flipping 2 miles, I think. So yeah, come out of Woolly Edge Services just now there on the M1 northbound and another 50 zone. But they're installing a new crash barrier on the M1 in the middle. It was probably just a metal one before, but now it's concrete barrier going up the middle, and that's what all the roadworks are up and down the M1. So it's very, very windy. I'm getting a crosswind left to right at the minute, so west to east, very windy, getting pushed over all the time. Oh, I need to hurry up. There's a big wagon behind me. Come on, come up to 50 miles an hour, Richard. We're going slower than normal. Oh, two Rolls Royces. Three, in fact. Whoa, what's that about? And there's a Ferrari and a big posh Beamer. What's going on? Wow. So we're coming up to junction 41 to Wakefield now, and then 42, which is the M62, to Manchester. I've only ever been to Manchester once. Twice. But the first time I went to Granada Studios. I went to see the set of Coronation Street. It was a guided tour when I was in the Scouts. It was quite good that, because we went all round the Granada Studios, went to see where they, you know, they put the film, as in the film itself, put, you know, the editing suite, so to speak, producers area. Oh, it was great. Yeah, good job. But it's moved now. In fact, I don't think Granada Studios they're there at all. They moved in its entirety, didn't they? I think they did. So, weather. Weather report. We had a tiny little bit of rain. It's significantly colder here than it is down south. I get a cold draft coming in. One of the seals mustn't be fitting properly in the driver's door here, because I feel a draft down at the back of my left leg whenever something goes past me, or we overtake someone, rather. But yeah, cloudy, totally covered in cloud. Big, nasty rain clouds. And I did hear on the rain that it was going to be fair in the south and wet and windy in the north. Great. Just as I go on holiday. But never mind. Seeing lots of cars with Leeds United stickers in the back now. People wearing Leeds United tops. Or Leeds playing today, because there are fans in red in cars and buses all around me. I don't know what team that is. But they're travelling, you know, they're travelling the same direction as me. I'm not a football fan, so I wouldn't know. It is windy today. So, I wonder what we're going to do today. It'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting. Right, just a bit of boring 50 mile an hour road, so I haven't got really much else to say. I can't think of anything to speak about, so. Other than what I will say is, I was listening to Sassy Cat's audio boos last night about her neighbours and the kittens business. Terrible affair, that. You know what that just boils down to? It's just honesty, isn't it? You know, like she said, somebody could come and knock on the door and say, "Well, I can look after those kittens if you want, or I'll take one off your hands." And I'll tell you a story. When I lived in Cyprus, in our neighbour's back garden, our neighbour lived, our neighbour adjacent to us out the back, they had a feral cat that they were feeding, and the cat decided to have kittens in the bush at the bottom of their garden, and you could see that the mother was going around various houses, and you know, Sarah would feed the cat, and I was like, "Don't feed the cats, we've got enough wild dogs and cats." Not wild, but nobody looks after them anymore, because in Cyprus, dogs just in Cyprus, dogs are kept as pets when they're puppies, and then when they're not cute little Andrex puppies anymore, they just let them go. The owners will take them up to wherever out in the wild, and they'll just let the dog go to fend for itself. So where we lived, there was a dog sanctuary. Strong smell of fertilizer. Stinks. Yeah, where we lived, there was a dog sanctuary. And what the dog sanctuary used to do was, they had like cages that would accommodate maybe 50, 60 dogs. But all of the rest would roam around in packs around where we lived. It was quite disconcerting to see, actually. A couple of times when I was running, they did come after me. But the dog sanctuary would open up at, like, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and these packs of dogs, which would number, you know, anything between 6 and maybe 18 or 20 in a pack, and there would be four packs of these dogs. The dog sanctuary would actually feed them, and these packs of dogs would know that when feeding time was. But so sometimes early in the morning, they'd be making their way to the dog sanctuary, and they'd obviously be quite hungry and a little bit ratty. And a couple of times, as I say, I got chased by the dogs. So anyway, that was the dogs. The cats were the same thing. They used to keep them as pets. And then when they weren't cute little kittens, they used to be let go. So anyway, the general rule of thumb was don't feed the cats because you'd never get rid of them, or the dogs for that matter. You'd never get rid of them, and then they'd, you know, they come around your house and, you know, defecate in your garden and blah blah. It'd be a nuisance, really. But Sarah was feeding this one cat that we knew had had kittens, and she brought her four or five kittens? I can't remember, but she brought her four or five kittens. Not only into our house, one by one, but into my flipping wardrobe. And so, you know, we let people know. Everybody knew who this cat was. And we let people know that this had happened. And people would just say, oh, yeah, well, I'll take one off you. And I'm like, hang on a minute. We're looking after them. Who says you can have one? You cheeky tinkers. So anyway, our next door neighbour, I mean, it was going to be a handful of a cat and five kittens. So our next door neighbour says, we'll really take one off your hands, you know. And so we said, oh, okay. They had that kitten for a fortnight before they took it to a blinking animal shelter. Oh, that's not a lane. And that really wound me up, and I had words. It really paid me off. I said, "What? Why did you take the? Why are you taking the kitten?" Oh, because it just goes around the house and it wheezes and poos wherever it wants. And I was like, "It's a kitten. It's like a newborn child. Of course, it's going to do that." I mean, they didn't buy a cat litter box like we did. Unbelievable. But that really ticked me off. And you know, so like Sassy Cat said. She got, you know, she was feeling kind of protective and felt like she had a responsibility to look after the animals. And we did as well with the kittens that we had. Yeah, so the kittens were taken by people. You know, we said, look, we thought the sensible option was to give them away to people who were going to look after them. And so, We did. Albeit that one that our next door neighbour took. Unbelievable. So, kittens. Right. I'm 16 miles south of Wetherby on the M1. Heading north. I tell you what, heading north, it's just uphill all the way. No wonder I'm using so much fuel. See ya.
All one word.
All one word.
Out.
One word.
Out.
One word.